Don, thank you very much for having us here. And Christelle, it's a pleasure being here. Good morning, everybody. I greet you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus. It's an honor and a privilege to be here. And ladies, I'm sure you're the ones are responsible. It looks absolutely beautiful this morning. I think, guys, you can give the girls a big hand here. That's wonderful. I've only ever driven through Standerton. And it's just a privilege to come and minister this weekend with Anton and his family and his team. I'm just coming to share some scriptures with you. We're very simple people. We love Jesus. We serve the Lord. We've been in the valleys. Who's been in the valleys? That's right. Well, it's nice. There's no liars here anyway. But the Lord takes us up to the peaks, doesn't he? And you know, they say that the deeper the valley, the higher the peak. Well, you're looking at a man that's been in the valleys. And by God's grace and mercy, I'm preaching the word of God. And we're traveling around telling people there is hope. Where sometimes a situation seems hopeless. Amen. But it's never hopeless. Because hope has a name. It's Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anton, you said something just now that just touched the chord, so I'm going to... Joanne, my wife, sends her love to you. She's not a good traveler, so she's at home, and she stands about that big. And her nickname is HD, Human Dynamo. She never stops. She's praying for this meeting, and tonight and tomorrow morning. And I love my wife. I'm a privileged man. 33 years we've been married now. 4 beautiful children. Fraser, my co-visionary, co-runner of our ministry under Jesus. I've got twin daughters, Kirsty and Sheena. They live in Deutschland. And I've got a baby in heaven waiting for me, Alistair Copeland-Bachen, which I'll share more about tonight. I'm not here to talk about my testimony this morning. I'm here to talk about families, because that's what this breakfast is for. It's lovely to see mom and dad's youngsters are sitting around tables, because it's about families. You know, I just believe the time is changing, and Anton just shared with me the harvest. You know, yes, I'm not against men's meetings, and I'm not against ladies' meetings. Please, man, guys, that's lekker. But you know what? To see families coming together, because that's what God wants, doesn't he? Where there's unity, he commands a... Anyway, just to before I get started, you mentioned Angus there. Now, you guys must understand something. There's 2 Buckens that preach the word of God in this country. All right? There's me. I'm Fergus Bucken, the tall, good-looking golf pro. And then we have Angus Bucken, the short little farmer that comes home. I better stop now. Otherwise, if he hears about it, we'll be boxing each other again. Now, I love my brother. And I know he loves me. He does a good job for the Lord. I got a short, simple message, guys. Because we're simple people, the Bachans. We're Scots folk. I've always said there's an affinity with Afrikaners and Scotsmen. They're both doer people. So I can talk to Afrikaners and Scotsmen. I know how you guys think. Even though I can't speak Afrikaans. We're all Zimbabweans. The scripture the Lord's given me, and I've used this scripture in a couple of breakfasts for families. And it's very relevant, because if the devil can get into a family and break the family up, he's had a huge victory. You know that? I'm not here to attack anybody. I'm not here to offend anybody. I'm here to bring the word of God, because I don't know about you folks, but I've traveled this country, last year, because of the DVD. People are tired of soft, watered-down messages. Amen? Tired of people tickling ears, man. You want the truth. I want to hear the truth. I want a word preached, man. Men want to be men, and women want to be women. And that's what we do. We bring the word of God. It sometimes offends people, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes people come forward and repent. But the word of God never returns void, amen? Never. And there's somebody here today that's going to be touched by Jesus. Be touched by Jesus. The scriptures I have, I don't know if you've brought your Bibles, but don't worry. It's found in Joshua. It's awesome. I mean, you all know the end line, but I'm going to read the beginning. Joshua 24:15. And this is the word of God. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, your fathers, your God, your fathers, tradition. You can't be an elder unless you own a three-piece suit. That happened to me. Yeah. And I can tell you what we were, because we came out of the Presby Church. I love Presbyterians. I was a frozen chosen too. And I had to have my three-piece suit, otherwise I couldn't sit in the seat earlier. Come on, man. I've still got great friends in St. Michael's and Springs. Really, I have. That were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. We're living in South Africa that's full of spooks and funny things that are happening around here. From the very top to the very bottom. Sangomas, Inyangas. What are they going to do for this country? They're going to bring destruction to this country. Trust me. Come from Central Africa. The word of God has been shut down. In whose land you dwell? We live in South Africa. I've traveled this world, guys. I've been a golf pro for 44 years. But I love this country. There's one other country I love, but I don't live there anymore. It's called Zimbabwe. It's a town called Bulawayo. That's where I was born. I'm going back there on Thursday. And every time I cross the border, Anton, I see the destruction and I see the despair. And my heart goes out. And every time I go out, every time, not 20 k's across the border, it says, Fergus, don't worry, because I'm in control. I have peace. See, I see past the buildings, past the farms being broken down, past the pastures that have gone to heck, past the forests that have been pulled down and burnt. You see past, because the people are still there that I love, the Mashona and the Indibele, and what's left of the white folk there. They need the word of God, just like this country does. Amen? Now comes the punchline. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's why today's message is for you men and you women. Who are you serving? Who are you serving? Have you made a stand for the Lord? And listen, don't worry, you guys, I'm not going to be long. You can smell that lovely food coming through here, and I know you're all hungry. This is part one of three parts. So you're going to get the message today. Tonight's going to get a bit hotter, and by Sunday, boy, you might not want to come. And Anton, my son said to me when I left, Dad, give it your best shot, because Anton might not invite us back. So Anton, we're going to get in, boy. I just love what we do. I would rather be doing this than playing in the British Open. And I mean that. Because I don't tell lies anymore, I'm a Christian. The people had to decide who they would obey. How about you? It's easy to slip into quiet rebellion. I'm going to give you some points before I go to the next scripture. Going about life your own way. Time comes to choose who will control you. What will control you? See, we're talking about Jesus all the way down the line there. The way we live shows others' commitment to God. How are you when you walk out of this auditorium this morning? How are you when you walk out of church after Sunday? Are you the same person that came in holier than thou for the next 6 days? Or as the people say, oh, well, he's just another Christian. Yeah. And it's sad, eh? Isabel and I were talking in the car coming down this morning. You know, so many guys have got this, takes a real man to follow Jesus, and Jesus loves me, and Jesus saves. And somebody happens to cut the poor guy off, and the next thing, I'll give you. Oh, that's really great. And you've got the name of Jesus here. Hey, Anton. You see, I spoke at a very big sportsmen's meeting in Pretoria last year, because I love sportsmen. I was sharing with the guys in the car, some particular golfers want me to pray for them that play in the European Tour. And I said, you know, these guys that say they serve the Lord, and I'm not going to mention names, I'm never here to embarrass anybody, and they score tries, and they put their fingers up, and they bowl maiden overs and take wickets. But then you open the papers on Monday morning, and this one's left his wife and he's having an affair, and the other one's into dacha, and the other one's beaten somebody to death. Come on, man. The thing that worries me, folks, it's Jesus' name always pulled into the mud, man. You want to act like a hooligan? Well, go and act one like that. Don't say that you're a Christian in front of the television, and then afterwards you're behaving like a hooligan. You're beating your wife or having fights at home or whatever. Ah, it's true, isn't it? Those of you that have got wives, those of you that have got husbands, you are blessed people, man. You are blessed people. The way we live shows others commitment to God. In Genesis 26, 7, 11, Isaac, the story of Isaac, right? This is for you, dads. He was afraid that the men in Gerar would kill him to get his beautiful wife, Rebekah. Remember how beautiful she was? So he said, that's my sister. Where did he learn that? That makes you think, eh? Yeah, where did he learn that? Well, Father Abraham did the same thing, didn't he? He's dead. Gentlemen, how you behave and what you say is what your kids are going to do. Oh, yeah. You better believe it. Because if it happened in the Bible, it's going to happen to you. You're not special. If it can happen to one of the patriarchs, it's going to happen to you. How do you behave? How do you speak about other cultures and other nationalities in front of your children? Because that's how they're going to talk. We want to make a change in this country. We've got to make a real, real change. And I've just written some things down here. The first step is to help our kids live rightly. Actions often copied by kids. Examples by setting to our kids how we behave. I mean, I'm not saying we're perfect. Who's perfect? Thank goodness nobody put their hands up. I had a thing happen to us in the Southern Cape in George. Excuse me. Middle of last year, I was doing a tour with Vian Foss. And we had a big meeting, and we were coming back, and we were running late. And he phoned one of his leaders and said, can we come and change? We're coming through from Beaufort West. Can we change in your house? Because we'll get to the conference center quickly. Because if we go back to where Vian lived, we wouldn't make it. So the family, Heinrich and his dear wife, out there, the tea out and the cookies and the whole business. And we showered and changed. And he had two darling little boys. And I had an opportunity to speak to them and got to know them a little bit. About a 10 and 8-year-old. Why I love those two so much is because they said they just love the Blue Bulls. I said, man, I love you too then. Sorry, Angus, because, you know, he's the Sharks. But anyway. So he still phones me when the Sharks sometimes win. I've stopped phoning him now because the Bulls win all the time. But yeah, so we get on to the meeting now. And we have a great meeting. And we make a great altar call, great response. Everything's going perfect. Vian sings like a dream. We're closing down. And Heinrich and his wife were standing on the left-hand side. And his little boy, I don't know his name, the eldest of the two, he comes running forward and falls on his knees, but he's sobbing. And I thought to myself, yeah, no, what's wrong? I've just been in this house. It looks fine. Everybody's, you know, it's a nice, normal family. And he says to me, he just heard an worm talking about Jesus making things right, you see. And he said, Uncle Fergus, will you pray for me? You know, I thought to myself, what the heck is going on here? It's not easy when you're speaking to people and that throws you in, you see, because Anton, now you've got to rely on the Holy Spirit. Eh? So I said, what's wrong, my boy? No, he says, there's a tunny where his father works, he's a broker. And she is going to make it her job to get rid of him. He must have come home from work, you see, and he was speaking to his wife, thinking the kids were sleeping. That obviously this woman was just giving him a hard time. But the little guy thought that his dad was going to get fired. So I said, of course I can pray for you. Now his dad starts to cry and his mom is crying. I'm starting to cry. And I prayed over him, and Heinrich came forward, Heinrich Miller. Still see that young man to this day. And he came and put his hands on his son. He said, "Son, I'm sorry, but daddy's job is fine. I just have some issues at work." But you see, guys, be careful what you say. Girls, be careful what you say in front of the kids. Because they misconstrue what you're saying. Do you hear what I'm getting at? It broke my heart when I saw that little boy run forward, man. I'm going to close soon because we need to pray. We need to fellowship. We're going to get the word of God going tonight again. It's an awesome psalm, this. Psalm 128, I'm reading from. And it's Psalm 1. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You know, this psalm was called the marriage prayer. Because it's a very old psalm, obviously. Okay, the Israelites used to sing this psalm during their marriages. Because as it goes on, it's not a long song, psalm. It's only got six verses. But it's a blessing. But listen to it again. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. The psalmist wrote that a good family life is a reward for following God. Now, I'm not here to point a finger, do I? Lest I. I'm not here to judge any single person here. Because I was in the world once. Okay? But I wasn't a wife beater, but I was a huge party man, a fantastic gambler. Played the tours all over the world. Was the man about town until 1988. Which I will share tonight, when my life changed. When my most precious possession went home to be with Jesus. And I didn't even know him. The families have got to come together. You've got to pray together. You've got to spend more time around the dining room table. And put that stupid TV off. And hear what your kids have got to say to you. Hear what your wives have got to say to you, men, and men, vice versa. You've got to fellowship. You've got to put God first and then watch that family blossom. Not to say you're not going to have hiccups. That rubbish thing there about marriages made in heaven. Whew. I'm sure Joanne had a few opportunities to give me the old, and vice versa. But you see, we've got such a strong marriage now because Jesus is our focus point, our focal point. You know that? You know, my family, we've got a pecking order. Jesus, Joanne, my children, then me, then the ministry. And there's another man that is the same one, Bernhard Langer. Who's heard of him? Strong Christian German golf pro. Won a couple of majors in his life. Not very well liked in Deutschland because of his outspoken attitude about Jesus. And Germany is a godless country. Everything works. So they think. That's going to come tonight. And as I close now, the values that we have for a family is love, service, honesty, integrity. Integrity! Men, you've got to walk in integrity. Ladies, you've got to walk in integrity, man. Yeah, you can mess up. But not willingly. That's the big thing. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Watch what he'll do for your marriages. Watch what he'll do for your children. Yes, I know the devil will come in. I know the devil did his very best to stop this meeting, Anton. How many times did it come that I shouldn't be here today, but I'm here? Oh yeah, he did his level best, and I tell you what, he's still attacking me. But we're here by the grace of God. We're here by the grace of God. And it's just wonderful to see this turn out. As I close now, there's just one or two things I want to just share with you and say to you. We're an evangelist bunch, crazy bunch of people. We do crazy things. The Aussies couldn't quite understand us. But anyway, they invited us back again. You know the old saying, blessed are the short-winded. And I'll be invited back again. There's people here that need prayer today. There's people that need prayer for their health. There's people that need prayer for their marriages. There's people that need prayer for their businesses. There's people that need prayer for everything. You know that? You know that? I don't know if anybody here has never publicly given their lives to Jesus. I want to give you that opportunity this morning, because that's the first thing. Now I'm talking to a bunch of Christians. That's great. Maybe I'm not. Maybe there's a visitor here. I want to give you a chance to stand up and publicly recommit your lives to Jesus, or give your lives to Jesus. There's maybe some man here or some woman that's been in church for 30 years, but you're so dry and so tired that you haven't got the Holy Spirit in you anymore. And if that's that person I'm talking to, stand up and we'll pray it right back into you. And we'll give you that power that the Holy Spirit gives you, that will carry you through the valleys. If that's you, in a couple of seconds, I want you to stand up, because we've got some food coming. And then anybody that's got prayer needs, there's lots of room up here. Because you see, tonight you're going to hear what the Lord did for me the second time. He touched me twice. I was given 8 months to live, 10 years ago, when I was diagnosed with malignant melanoma. But you know what? I'm here in Standerton with you lovely folk preaching the Word of God, and I'm telling you, some of those professors that pronounced that over me, they did. And I'm here. By the grace of Jesus. So what I'm saying is, miracles happen today, because you're looking at one. 8 months. You don't get better hospitals than in Deutschland. Let me tell you, they're the best. So they think. But I'm still alive. What I'm saying to you, if anybody here has got a need, because you might not be here tonight, you might not make it on Sunday morning, you might be going to back home to another church, I don't know, you might be visitors. Don't miss this time. So the God, a godly appointed time, this. This isn't by chance we're all here together. No chances in life anymore. I don't believe in that. This is an appointed meeting. Okay? And those of you that need that help, put your pride straight in your pocket if you really want it. Get up here. And let's pray. And after that, we're going to have food and we're going to have fellowship. And tonight it gets harder. And then Sunday, we'll leave this place very quickly. You'll have the car started up and we'll be ready to go. I've got three lovely people here with me this morning. Eric, Isabel, and Hilton. I love my teams. They never let me travel alone. And they look after me. They love me. And I love them. You know, we speak a little bit of Afrikaans. I know how to say, goeiemôre and baie dankie. And my brother says that and he tells me he speaks Afrikaans. I said, okay. Right, here we go. Who wants to recommit their lives to Jesus? I'm giving you the chance now. No stress, no pressure. I've got no blood in my hands. I brought the message. Just a second or two. And then those that need prayer for health, for their marriage. I'm not asking you to stand up and say, I'm having a problem with my wife. I'm not asking you to come forward here. I'm going to pray a prayer over you. That's all. Simple as that. One prayer. Anoint you with some oil. The reason we anoint you with oil is because the Bible says so in the book of James. Doesn't he? We do it by the book, you see. It's called an unfair advantage, divine cheating. So is anybody who wants to recommit their lives to Jesus? I want you just to stand up where you are, and I'll pray for you from here. That's the first. The second is those that need prayer. For anything. Somebody I might need have a problem to have a child. Come forward. Business, come forward. Relationships, come for somebody here might not have spoken to their dads for 5 years because of pride. Come forward. Or daughters that haven't spoken to their mother, come forward. And you'll walk out that door with all the baggage lying here. I've seen it too often in our meetings. I've seen it too often in the Zulus. I don't care if you're black, white, or pink. You know, we all have the same things. Same issues in life. Maybe that chap that plays the guitar would just like to come and strum a song here. As you want to come forward, guys, come and stand here. Come and stand. Let's pray together. As the Holy Spirit leads you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come and stand with us. Praise the Lord. We're not going to drag it out. I don't believe in that. But I tell you what, we need to pray. That's it. I love it when people think about it first and come up. I don't like people rushing up, because that's gung-ho stuff. I'm a real man, you see, a real person. No bulldozer. That's it. Bless you. Bless you, my girl. You standing in the gap. Yeah. See, this young man just asked me to pray for his father-in-law. He's not here, but he's standing in the gap. That's fine. Yeah. Right, I see the tears. You see, that's the Holy Spirit working already. Praise the Lord. Just come forward. Those kids, come up here. There may be some children here that are battling at school, man. You just can't study. You just can't make those grades. Why? Well, let's pray it out. Maybe somebody here that's got health issues and you think, I'm so old, or who cares? No. You know, all those mighty men of God, all those generals, they died healthy men. Every single one of them. Smith Wigglesworth, Branham, all those men. God doesn't want sickness on us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? We're going to just give it another 5 seconds. And then we'll just pray. We'll just pray for you guys. Anybody else wants to come up here? And what we'll do, after we've had our breakfast, if anybody else wants to just have a chat to me afterwards privately, I'm here for a while. Gebonga mama. Come forward. Come forward. I would just like you guys to anoint these people, please, with oil. Just right down before I pray. You see, Jesus knows why each one of you have come here. I want to specifically pray for your father-in-law because you've requested it specifically, okay? Every other one of you that's standing here, I don't want to know why you're here, because Jesus knows. Okay? Jesus knows what these people's needs are. And Jesus is going to answer those prayers. And you see, by your faith, you're going to receive your prayers. They're going to be answered because you got off your blessed behinds and you came forward. Faith is a doing word. You've got to come to Jesus. The rich man, when he hung his head down, when he couldn't give the riches away, he turned and walked away, right? What did Jesus do? He stood and waited. That guy could have turned around any time he wanted to and come forward. Bless you. You've got to come forward. You've got to meet Jesus halfway. And it's a doing word faith. You've got to get up and come to Him. God honors faith. I live by faith every day of my life. And as our teams and the teams here, and Anton, as you're ministering, Hilton, start ministering to the people. I'd like you guys that are sitting down there just to lift your hands up towards these people here. As I pray a prayer over them. I'd like your folk to just lift your hands, please. All of you in the front, lift your hands up. Lord Jesus, we stand here today. We stand here today by your grace and by your mercy. Father, we know that at the cross of Calvary, we are healed by your stripes. We know, Father, in Psalm 103:3, Lord, we know the word says you will forgive us of our iniquities and heal all our diseases. Not some, all. We know, God, that you're a covenant-keeping God and you're a God that cannot lie. So, Lord Jesus, we're asking now that each prayer request here that's in front of us would be answered. As these folk by faith have come forward this morning, by faith, they've come forward like children, Lord, asking to have their prayers answered. Lord, the father-in-law of this young man, we ask, Father, no matter where he is, that you would touch him and heal him. In the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that we can pray for people all over the world over a telephone now. And that your spirit is with this man now. And by this young man's obedience, Lord, we ask for total healing on that father-in-law now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just close now and we just thank you, Father, for today. We thank you for the movement of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for prayers that are going to be answered today, and they're going to be answered so these people can go out and glorify your holy name. Jesus healed me of that cancer. I don't have to take those antidepressants anymore. My family life has been restored today. All to your glory. So, Father, we thank you today. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this blessed food and fellowship we're going to have in a couple of minutes' time. All these things we put before the cross in Jesus' holy name. And all God's people said, Amen. May God bless you. Please take your seats. God bless you.